After years as America's most famous skier, Bodie Miller has finally won an Olympic gold medal. It came yesterday in the Super Combined competition.
The gold medal is great. I think it's perfect. Ideally, that's what everyone's shooting for. But the way I skied in these last races is what matters. I would have been proud of that skiing with a medal or not.
It's certainly better than Bodie Miller's performance in the last Olympics, where he won no medals and received more attention for partying than skiing. Sunday's triumph gave him his third medal at the Vancouver Games. Elsewhere at the Games yesterday, a new Olympic sport, ski cross, debuted. Ski cross has been popular on the adrenaline-charged X Games circuit because it is fast and dangerous and filled with jumps, bumps, and sharp turns. NPR's Howard Berkus was there.
The announcer and the crowd were certainly excited.
History's about to start, folks. On your feet, make some noise. This is the debut of ski cross.
4,000 screaming people jammed the grandstand at Cypress Mountain outside Vancouver to watch the newest Olympic sport. They had the announcer to explain and a billboard-sized TV screen to show the action, because most of the steep, bumpy, and twisting ski cross course was out of sight. And it was only a minute into the new era blend of X Games and the Olympics when a spectacular crash occurred. American Darren Rolfs went to three Olympics as an alpine skier but didn't win any medals, so he switched to ski cross 2 years ago for another chance at a medal.
It's more of a challenge because you have guys that are like in your way, all over you, coming up on you, and you're not always in control. Like, I wouldn't have crashed there if it was like going down by myself.
In ski cross, four skiers race shoulder to shoulder, jockeying for position, flying through the air off jumps, and navigating sharp turns, all at freeway speed. We're talking 70 miles an hour. In the final, Canadian Christopher Del Bosco was coming off the next to last jump in full view of the crowd, solidly in third and assured of a bronze medal. Del Bosco flew out of control off the jump and smashed hard into the snow. American Casey Puckett had failed to qualify earlier and was watching near the finish. He's also a former alpine racer who turned to ski cross for what he calls the fun and the danger. And with four Olympics behind him and no medals, he was also hoping ski cross would get him on the medals platform here.
I'm 37 years old, and I feel like I've had one too many surgeries. one on each shoulder and six on my knee, and I'm kind of sick of the operating room, to be honest. So I might seek out something that's a little less dangerous.
Gold medalist and Olympic champion representing Switzerland, Michael Schmidt.
The winners were acknowledged in a ceremony following the final race. Neither Del Bosco nor Rolfs were hurt seriously. The crashes have that NASCAR roller derby appeal, but it's also the speed, the jumps, and the maneuvering that have Olympic officials hoping they've got a new sport that will attract younger viewers and bolster TV ratings. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.